back at it live from Orlando, Florida. Good Lord, I'm telling you, it's good to be in Florida. Ivy dragged me all over town last night. I was, you know, I tried to resist, but she was having no part of it. She dragged me kicking and screaming to places to have fun and dance and laugh and socialize and eat food. It was, my God, it was like being an American. It was like being an American. You know, we went places and people smiled and said hi and stuff. It was great. I think we should bring that freedom back to Michigan when we roll home and park the plane in the snowdrift when we get there. But that's what we're doing. So Florida, totally different attitude. Love it. In fact, we're booking a trip for spring break as a result of all of that because we can't live the way that you just can't live the way you're living. This is just silly, and we've got to do something different. And that's why I think Ron DeSantis is so popular, because he's setting the – talk about setting the gold standard. You know, Joe Biden said during the pandemic, Andrew Cuomo was setting the gold standard. No, he was trying to set the gold standard for strip poker, but he wasn't actually setting the gold standard for handling the pandemic, from what I could tell. So here's the next big fight. And we'll keep an eye on Syria, because we had airstrikes against Iranian-backed forces in Syria. But now the parliamentarian. This is how this works. The parliamentarian, Elizabeth McDonough, says that, no, you can't put a $15 an hour minimum wage into this whole $1.9 trillion COVID-19 boondoggle of a bill. It doesn't work that way. She ruled that on Thursday. In a statement put out, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the decision disappointing. She said that, like most Democrats, she insists that the wage hike provision be kept in the bill and said it would remain in the American Rescue Plan on the floor tomorrow. The problem is it puts Kamala Harris in a very difficult spot. It means that the vice president could override the ruling, but the move is considered highly unlikely. But with this group of people together, how could you ever know what they're willing to do? Ron Klain, the chief of staff, said earlier this week in an interview that Harris was not something we would do with the override. But here's your problem. Here's your challenge. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the squad et al., plus new squad members, say they won't support this bill unless there is a way to address minimum wage concerns, and raising the minimum wage to $15 is their demand. And so, therefore, if it's not in there, they might not vote for it. Therefore, the bill would be dead and nothing will happen. No extension in unemployment benefits. $14 checks would not go out to the American families, the increase in the child tax credit would not be there. Which, by the way, if you have a child under six, the proposal is for $3,600 per child under six, $3,000 per child over six, up to 18, of course, and all sorts of things in there. But the fact of the matter is only about 10% of that entire bill, in fact, 9%, according to what we've looked at analysis-wise, 9%. Has anything at all to do with the COVID pandemic. The rest is a whole bunch of other stuff, wish list stuff, stuff that people are trying to get through for part of their far left, this is my dream list. Here's what I want. I want to destroy Title IX, which we're going to get to that, by the way. That passed. The bill that critics say will destroy Title IX did pass the House yesterday. And we'll be getting into that today as well. We'll talk about how that, it's the House Equality Act. 224 to 206, three Republicans voted for it as well. It would mean that intact males could compete with females in sports, use the restrooms, go to the locker rooms. Yeah, right up until some father, you know, decides that that's crossing the line, takes a stand, and he gets thrown into jail. You watch. That's the kind of nonsense that happens, but it also destroys women's rights. I mean, how can you honestly sit there with a straight face and tell anybody that it's appropriate for somebody who's an intact male to run track against a female? I mean, come on. Get it. But here's, okay. We have bite six there, right, Alex? Okay, so here's the thing. The problem with teaching today in the public schools is the people that are in front of the classroom are not being vetted particularly well. I say that based on numerous examples. This is one of the better ones that I've found in recent days, though. This woman is a teacher, a public school teacher. And here's what she's putting out on social media. Go with six.
If you don't believe that there is white privilege, please don't teach. If you don't believe that Black Lives Matter, please don't teach. If you don't believe in systemic racism and how it negatively impacts our students of color and don't want to help dismantle those systems, please don't teach.
And there you have it. There's public school teachers for you. And, how does this person get a job? How does this person end up in front of school kids sharing anything? I mean, this is the mental shortfall of what we're putting in front of our kids. Just let that marinate for a bit, all right? Just let that sink in for a while. All right? Sounds good. We'll get to Jen Psaki's daily train wreck of a press briefing. We're going to have that coming up in a bit. We're going to talk about what she's got going on. We've got a whole slew of great guests today. And, of course, at CPAC, you just never know who might walk by and sit down and have a conversation with you. So we look forward to that as well. Meanwhile, if you missed this, former Olympic gymnastics coach from Lansing, Michigan, John Gettert, found dead at a Michigan rest stop yesterday, just hours after being charged with 24 crimes related to child trafficking, sexual abuse of young gymnasts, all part of the scandal involving Dr. Larry Nassar. 24 felonies were filed against him, but before the day ended, he had killed himself at a local rest stop near Lansing, Michigan. So that's the end of part of the Larry Nassar case. It ends in a suicide. I saw people on the internet yesterday saying, "A coward to the end," they said that of Gettert. He was found at 3:24 in the afternoon. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back from Orlando, Florida.